You're surprised by what happened to Hastert today, huh?
I am surprised. I think that the judges usually go somewhere in between what the defense recommends and what the prosecution recommends. And because the prosecution recommended 6 months, I was really counting on the judge going somewhere in between, the very most, the maximum that the prosecution recommended. And I guess what I take from that is that the judge was very angry at these allegations. I think the judge probably was very sympathetic to the victims who testified. And even though the crime was not about sex abuse, the federal judge can certainly look into all his bad acts in the past. And because this particular bad act is tied really to the financial crimes, the judge really decided to wallop him with a healthy sentence.
Will they appeal this?
I don't think they will. I think that I think it's time-consuming and expensive to appeal things. Judges have great discretion in sentencing, so you rarely see a sentence overturned one way or the other. My thought is that he's probably going to do his time. He's going to maybe be released early due to his medical condition, but I think he's going to report to jail and then do his time.
And then, you know, he has to go through, I guess, sex offender counseling. What does that mean exactly?
It's very intense counseling for people who are sexual predators. There's testing that they do. There's counseling. You know, there's no real evidence that it helps, to tell you the truth. And but given the fact that, you know, he hasn't had any episodes that we've known about in the last 40 years, perhaps this is something we don't have to worry about. But I think the judge is doing that just to protect the public from what might happen in the future. I think that's probably the right message to send, that you're going to, you know, try to protect the public in the future from his acts if he's so inclined.
And, you know, he was sentenced to 2 years of, I guess, probation, or they called it something else. But what does that mean? Will he be on home incarceration, or that means he'll just be monitored or watched?
That
or what?
Will just mean that he has to comply with certain things that the judge wants him to comply with. Like maybe he has to stay away from schools. Maybe he, you know, has to stay away from kids a certain age. He has to probably test a negative for drugs and alcohol. He probably can't have weapons, things like that. And when you're on that probation, you have to then report to your probation officer. And your probation officer just makes sure that you're following the rules.
You know, and here we go, another Illinois lawmaker sentence. You know, the longest Republican serving Speaker of the House gets 15 months. People are going to be talking about this. They're already tweeting about it. Hastert, 15 months. Blagojevich, 14 years in prison for what he did. I mean, can you even compare the two?
I can't. And I can't compare the different kinds of crimes. I mean, you know, the whole thing with Hastert is, you know, what he did was so long ago, but, you know, it was actually pretty stupid of him. He is a very smart man, and he's obviously sophisticated, and everybody knows, or everybody should know, that you can't take out $10,000 from a bank account without the bank noting it and reporting it to the federal government. And when the government comes to you, you have to tell the truth. I mean, not telling the truth is a crime. It's a felony. So he should have known better. That's all I have to say, and I just think that maybe we have people in government office who think they're above the law, and my question has always been, do they go into politics because they think they're above the law, or do they become that when they get there? And that's the question I can never answer.
Yeah, that's something we're all wondering.
You know, like I always think, like, did Blagojevich, like, become arrogant when he got there and started to do these things, or was he just one of those, like, narcissistic guys who goes into politics because he wants to have the power? I don't know. Chicken and the egg. I don't know.
Exactly. All right. Anything else you want to add I didn't ask you about?
I don't think so. I think that's about it.
Oh, one other quick thing. You know, does health play into this at all? I mean, he is a really sick man.
He is a sick man, and the health plays in only in this regard. The judges, it's not the sympathy that the judge is looking at right here. What the judge wants to do is to make sure that he's able to be taken care of in the federal prison, and the federal prison is not a good place to receive medical care, and it doesn't do very well with old people. So it comes into play only because the government has an obligation to make sure people are taken care of, and if they can't, you know, there's a problem. So my guess is he's going to go to a place that has good medical care. Not sure where that's going to be. I don't know if they've mentioned it. I don't know if that was in part of the sentencing. But there are some facilities that are better at taking care of older people.
Yeah, it looks like Rochester, Minnesota was mentioned.
Rochester, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, all right, Karen, thanks so much.
Okay, Kim,
have a
take
good day.
Care,
take care, bye.
Okay, bye.